I'm Jim Rickard from Stewardship Services Foundation, and this is the question for today. Are credit cards a great tool or terrible master? It's a great question. Great tool or terrible master? They're a great tool, but they can become a terrible master. I am not anti-credit cards. I'm anti-misuse of credit cards. But it takes discipline to manage credit cards. And believers should understand that terminology of discipline. The Christian walk is a disciplined walk. The Christian life is a disciplined life. Why should money be separate from that? Why should managing credit cards be undisciplined? That violates the basic fiber of biblical Christianity. And so, yes, I need to be disciplined to handle my credit cards so they don't end up controlling my life. Don't ever come to me and say, Jim, I'm disciplined. I'm a disciplined believer. I have my devotions every morning. I read the Bible. I'm faithful to my church. I'm involved in my church. I'm out of control financially, but I'm okay. No, you're not. No, you're not. You just compartmentalize your life. Folks, as believers, we cannot compartmentalize our life. Our life is a package. It all works together to glorify the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you have compromised your life, when you have become undisciplined in how you handle your money, that can lead to all other kinds of problems. It could challenge your integrity, because people who are careless with money become, at times, people with a lack of moral control, of discipline, of being people of character, trustworthy, because money does strange things to people who are out of control with it. Credit cards are interesting, and I've done some study of the basic credit card statistics, and let me share some of them with you. You know, there's about 800 million credit cards in use today in the 50 states. Over 200 million are used every day in America. Over 200 million different credit cards are being used the day that you listen to this broadcast. That's Saturday, Sundays, and holidays included. How much is being charged on credit cards? In 2001, about $670 billion was charged on credit cards. 2010, it was over $2 trillion. Quite a lot of growth between 2001 and 2010. That should tell you we're becoming a cashless society. Yes, it's technology, also by design. Credit card industry does not want you paying cash when you make purchases. They want you using your credit cards. That's how they earn their money. Easiest time to spend money is to use a credit card. Next easiest time to spend money is to write a check. The most difficult time to part with money is when you pay cash. And the industry knows that. Credit card industry is a cash cow. Millions and billions of dollars is being made off of the credit card industry. There's presently, as I talk to you today, over $800 billion owed on credit card debt at interest. $800 billion, that's more than was charged in 2001. Average interest rate is still in the mid-teens. The latest one I saw was 17%, because the people I'm talking about are the people that owe money on credit cards. They don't pay them off within the grace period. And because they don't pay them off between the grace period, the interest rates are much higher, and they average around 17%. Take 17% times $800 billion, which is the outstanding balance, divided by 365 days, and you'll discover the credit card industry takes in about $373 million a day of interest income only. 60% of the people in this country who use credit cards carry their balances over from month to month. Credit card industry won't tell you this. They don't want you to know this. Once they get you $800 in debt on a credit card, their statistics tell them they probably have you for the rest of your life. So credit cards easily can become a great tool or a terrible master. And I recommend that they be used as a great tool. And like I said, I'm not anti-credit card use. I'm anti-misuse of credit cards. Let me give you an example. I travel a lot, so I put all my charges on my credit card. I get mileage credit based on points with my credit card. For every dollar I put on my credit card, I get a point. For every mile I fly with a ticket that I bought with my credit card, I get a point. For every 25,000 miles I accumulate in 25,000 points I accumulate in miles or charges, I get a free coach ticket. My wife and I get 5 to 7 free tickets a year off that credit card because of all the points I accumulate. It's great stewardship. And I pay a fee for that credit card every year, which is $35. So for $35 a year, I use that credit card, put all my charges on it, I get 5 to 7 free tickets a year. My billing cycle starts on the 23rd of every month. If I make a charge the 23rd of the month, let's use June. Let's say my billing cycle for June, July starts the 23rd of June, goes to the 22nd of July. I make a charge on the 23rd of June. I accumulate those charges from June to 22nd of July. I have until August the 12th to pay that bill. I have free use of that money from June 23rd, the first charge, to August the 12th. I get my bill, comes out the 22nd of the month. I print it out from my computer. I have till August the 12th to pay the bill. Let's say I print it out July 22nd and I owe $3,001. And I'm careless. I'm in a hurry. So I write a check for $3,000. And I send the check into the credit card company. They credit my account. And at the end of the 12th of August, I owe a dollar. What happens? I pay a late fee and I can pay interest on those charges. Let's say I write my check for $3,001 on August the 10th, and I mail it to the credit card company, and they get it in deposit the morning of the 13th. I'm late. I pay a late fee, and I pay interest on those charges. So it's important that you discipline yourself to pay your credit card bill when you get the credit card bill and not pay interest on those charges. I have not paid interest on a credit card in 33 years. I'm disciplined. They are a great tool to me and should be a great tool to you, but it does take discipline. It's a wonderful tool, a wonderful tool. Unfortunately, for many, it has become a major master, and that controls your life because that controls what you do with your money, because you end up giving too much interest and getting controlled by that credit card debt. You realize in 1996, 80% of our bills were paid by cash and checks. 80%. 2009, it dropped to 50%. 2010, 30% of us paid our bills by cash or checks. Now we pay them through the computer and we put them on credit cards. That's why credit card misuse has become epidemic, because people get more careless the more they use credit cards to make their purchase, and we're all encouraged to do that every day. So it's discipline. The verse I like to use for credit cards is Proverbs 22:7. Proverbs 22:7. The borrower is servant to the lender. Yes, we're servant today in a way that it controls how we live, can control our life. We're not a servant to the borrower like they were in Old Testament times. In Old Testament times, your family could be taken into bond slavery. That's the text of that verse. But we are slaves to debt because it can enslave us in how we live and how we make decisions. Larry Burkett years ago came out with a great phrase: you can't be financially bound and spiritually free. Boy, that's true. The more we allow money to control our lives, the more freedom we lose to serve Jesus Christ. You don't want to go there, folks. We want to be disciplined in how we handle our credit cards. This is Jim Rickard from the Stewardship Services Foundation with a question for today.